This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C., and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Thursday, December 12th, 2013. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny is sitting in our control room this hour, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Again, starting with the top of the show on this ClimateGate stuff here, because the carbon Nazis are still out there trying to whine and cry that they only mean well, they're saving the world, and, you know, there's still global warming out there someplace. Pay no attention to all the snow and ice piling up all over the place. The numbers are actually in, though, and this is an article over at StephenGoddardWordPress.com. 83% of the United States has been below normal temperature for the last 60 days, last 2 months have been below normal temperatures, and still the carbon Nazis are out there saying, oh, no, this isn't perfectly with our theory, you know, global warming causes severe ice and snow, which is, of course, not what they were saying back in 2000 when the UK Independent had a banner headline, March 20th, 2000, snow is now a thing of the past. Tell that to all those poor people trying to shovel out from underneath over there in Detroit. Another article here, this is over at KOIN.com, Northwest Arctic Blast 2013, record cold, and they go down the list and basically say, compared to the temperature records from the previous 5 years, they've never had so many days that are that cold. It's very, very obvious that this is going to be an extraordinarily harsh winter, record-setting cold here. Seeing an article out of KHOU, long-range forecast predicts record cold Christmas in Houston, which is just perfect ironic timing for that pathetic Greenpeace commercial where they've got Santa Claus telling the children, oh, global warming is melting the Arctic ice cap and Christmas may have to be canceled if you don't get your parents to pay their carbon taxes and buy lots of carbon credits. Now, for those of you who are fans of penguins, as you know, the emperor penguins have this yearly migration ritual where they march from the edge of the water into the interior and then back for their breeding purposes. And this year, the path of the emperor penguin is 35 kilometers longer because the Antarctic sea ice expansion is that much larger. And, of course, as you're probably aware, they just set an all-time temperature record for all of planet Earth down there in Antarctica, minus 130 degrees. Just amazing. And a lot of people in the corporate media are finally deciding, okay, enough is enough is enough. And over at The Guardian, which is the independence competition over there in Great Britain, they're saying the record cold and growing ice chills the global warming theories. And they point out, from the global warming people, no matter what happens, it's evidence of global warming. World gets warmer, evidence of global warming. World is getting cooling, evidence of global warming. And he says, when you look at the contradictions in all of the rationale to try and explain away the fact that the Earth is not complying with the dire prognostications of 10 years ago, it's obviously not science, it's propaganda. And they're asking the question, at what point will these carbon Nazis and global warming hysterics finally throw up their hands and say, all right. Now, if this was really about climate and science, you would think these people would stand up and say, ha-ha, we succeeded. We defeated global warming, declare victory, and go on to other pursuits. But they're not doing that. They're still out there trying to claim that somehow all this ice and snow is caused by global warming, which is caused by carbon dioxide, which is caused by you icky-poo humans, because the real agenda is to sell you the necessity for a carbon tax, to convince you to buy carbon credits, to convince you to allow some global environmental authority to tell you how you should live your life. Western Syria is under a foot of snow, which is extremely rare. Those poor, beleaguered, struggling Syrian hired mercenary rebels are actually having a very hard time going around and abusing the Syrian people. Jerusalem had snow. Very unusual. All right, I want to turn over to Obamacare. We're seeing on Fox News, they're basically using Obamacare now to sort of keep attention away from the budget deal, which looks like it's going to come to a House vote today, because it's not a very good budget deal for you. But they're talking to all these doctors who are basically saying, I can't afford to continue my practice under Obamacare. We're actually going to reduce the number of doctors in this country under Obamacare. A lot of doctors saying, I'm not going to take Obamacare. Patients, and Obama's saying, you will too. And there's a very misleading headline over at Huffington Post, and I'm going to wag my finger at them. And the headline read, Obamacare enrollments surpass 1 million. That's the banner headline. They're hoping people will look at that and say, oh, 1 million, that's not too bad. Until you realize the entire population of the United States is 330 million, they're not doing very well. But over at CNBC, and even in the Huffington Post article, further on down past where they think you're going to stop reading, they admit that the actual number of Obamacare enrollments is only 364,000. Now, the goal for next spring was supposed to be 7 million people signed up for Obamacare, which is still less than 3% of the U.S. population. Meanwhile, some 5 to 6 million Americans have had their existing insurance canceled. Now, Obamacare's stated objective was affordable health insurance for every American. And by that definition, this is an unmitigated disaster, as fewer Americans now have health insurance than before the program started, and those new health insurance policies cost much more and provide less benefits. How is that helping the American people obtain affordable health care? By its own stated objectives, this is a complete disaster. It's a failure. And by the way, that 364,000 who've succeeded in signing up is only 1/1,000th of the total population of the nation. It's not succeeding. It is not getting insurance to everybody. It is not making health care affordable. It's making it more expensive, not just for the higher premiums on the health insurance, but because of those sky-high deductibles, you're going to be paying more for your health care out of your own pocket. Now, I want to go back, and we're going to have to take this into the next segment. I want to reprise my story about Obama the love child, because the birthers are back. They're having orgasms over the fact that the Hawaii Health Department director who proclaimed the published Obama birth certificate authentic has died in a plane crash out here by Molokai. Small plane, pilot, 8 passengers, only one fatality, and it turns out to be this lady who came out and, Loretta Fuddy was her name, who claimed to validate the published Obama birth certificate, the one put out by the White House as valid. And the birthers are in high dudgeon. See, it proves there's a cover-up. There's a conspiracy. She was assassinated to keep the truth here. And I want to go back and reprise what's really going on here, because, yeah, the published birth certificate is an alteration. It is inaccurate. But it has nothing to do with where Obama was born or his suitability for the presidency under the Constitution. Obama was born in the 60s. He's a love child. The name of his real father on the original birth certificate is not Barack Obama Sr. It's one Frank Marshall Davis. And it happened a lot back then. And it was a very common practice for new birth certificates to be issued with the married husband's name to sort of make things look official. And that's all it really is. We'll be right back.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about how the birthers have been reinvigorated by the tragic death of Hawaii Health Director Loretta Fuddy, who died in a plane crash out by Molokai. The only fatality on board this plane, which had a pilot and eight passengers. And the birthers are screaming, "This proves there was a conspiracy." And there was, but it was rather benign. And it has to do with the fact that Barack Obama's mother attended the University of Hawaii, and there she met another student, Frank Marshall Davis, who was paying for his education as a pornographer, was also a committed communist, which is politically embarrassing to a future candidate for president of the United States of America. And they sort of did the sort of thing that happens when you have a woman take her clothes off and there's a guy there. And little Barack was born. A little bit of a minor scandal. And again, this is the 1960s, the summer of love, the autumn of gonorrhea. And there were a lot of love children around. And so when Barack Obama's mother married Barack Obama Sr., they, rather than try and go through a formal adoption process, they simply reissued the birth certificate. And it happened a lot in the 1960s. Nothing unusual about it. And the birthers are out there still trying to scream, oh, Obama was born in Kenya and stuff. Well, we're in the middle of his second term. If anybody was going to do anything about that claim, they would have. And here's the important point. If there were really evidence Obama was not born in this country, don't you think Hillary Clinton would have used it in 2008? Don't you think John McCain would have used it in 2008? Don't you think Mitt Romney would have used it in 2012? They're not going to pull any punches. If they can get up there and say, look, he's not, you know, under the Constitution, he's not a natural born citizen, kick him out of there. If there were anything to this born in Kenya nonsense, Biden would invoke it now to kick Obama out, take over the Oval Office. Because he's facing stiff competition from Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination in 2016. And if he's the president, he has an advantage going into the primaries in 2016 that he doesn't have if he's just sort of the retiring vice president. So again, look for what should be there and isn't. And if there was anything to this nonsensical story of Obama being born in Kenya, what should be there is all of his political opponents grabbing onto it and using it. Okay? And that's really all there is to this. Obama's real father was Frank Marshall Davis. I've got a picture posted on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com of Barack Obama, Frank Marshall Davis, and Barack Obama Sr. And it is very, very obvious that Barack Obama looks just like Frank Marshall Davis and nothing at all like Barack Obama Sr. And again, 1960s, it happened. We have a lot of reasons to not like Barack Obama, but being a love child from the 60s isn't one of them. It's not like he had anything to say about it. These things happen. It's human nature here. Now, getting on to a more current scandal I want to talk about. As you're probably already aware, Ryan Loscarn, who up until just recently was the chief of staff to Senator Lamar Alexander, has been arrested and is under investigation for child porn. Apparently, the police have searched his home. Loscarn has been placed on administrative leave without pay, pending an outcome of the investigation. Lamar Alexander saying, we're stunned, surprised, and disappointed by what we've learned. And, of course, I'm reading this and looking at just all this child porn stuff that we see or child sexual abuse we see in the high levels of power reminded me of something I figured it was time to remind everybody of, and that was the Franklin cover-up. And there was actually a documentary about this called Conspiracy of Silence. It was produced by the Discovery Channel, was going to go on the air here in the United States of America, was already in the TV guide, scheduled to be broadcast. And all of a sudden, all the powerful in Washington, D.C. descended on Discovery and said, if you allow this to air, we will change the laws for cable TV to make it impossible for you to continue your business. And Discovery Channel pulled the documentary and destroyed the broadcast tape. End of story. Except that one of the editors on the program had kept what's called a strike tape. This is when you're editing a program, you're not all the way through it, but you make a copy of the current edit to show to the producers and directors to get their feedback. What should be in there, what shouldn't be in there. And that strike tape survived. And the online versions of Conspiracy of Silence are all duplicated from that tape. And it involves a very politically powerful gentleman, Larry King, not the same Larry King that's on CNN, who set up a savings and loan during this heyday of savings and loan excesses that seemed to typify that time. And he was buying his way into political favoritism all over America and in Washington, D.C. by procuring young boys for sexual purposes for wild parties in Washington, D.C. And the scandal went up to and included the White House itself. And this was hushed up. The people who were witnesses to this were one of them. The court simply said, we know you're lying to us. You're going to go to prison for 25 years for perjury. Now, fortunately, that has now come under appeal and is likely that sentence will be overturned, because it turns out the raw evidence that would have supported the statements of this one witness were edited out of all the material shown to the grand jury. All the exculpatory evidence that would have said, yes, she's telling the truth, was withheld from the grand jury by the prosecutor. And we have, this is also up on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. And we live in a time, apparently, where the general population is being sexually repressed to the ridiculous extent of a six-year-old who was going to be suspended from school for kissing a girl on the cheek, because that was sexual harassment. The good news there is the school backed off and said, you're right, we're being ridiculous. And as I mentioned earlier in the week, Wilhelm Reich, commenting on the Nazis, pointed out sexual repression is a key step to render a population susceptible to authoritarian control by a dictator. And apparently, as a corollary, the elites engage in sexual excess to reassure themselves they are the elites, that they are a distinct breed apart from the general population and are thus deserving of their wealth and power without having to look at the crimes they committed to get there. We're into Caligula territory on some of this stuff we're hearing. And as for the children who are the real victims, even though it's, oh, they deserved it, they had it coming, you know. What has been stolen from them is their youth and innocence. And for us old, jaded adults, that may not seem like all that much because we don't remember our own childhood. But I hold to the theory that since growing old is a one-way street, children should be allowed, even encouraged, to remain children for as long as they possibly can. Because once they're forced to cross that line into adulthood, especially in a violent sexual way, there's no going back. There's no way to undo that damage. No way to return what was taken. And it's a very sad, tragic story. And the story of how it was all covered up to protect powerful politicians is a reminder that what we're seeing before our eyes today in this nation has been going on all along. Americans are as deluded about the true nature of their government and their leaders as the medieval peasants and the ordinary people of Rome were. They were never allowed to know what was going on inside those palaces up on Palatine Hill. We're the most lied to people on the face of the earth, and it's coming to an end, thankfully. We'll be back after these words.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal, and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Media, they're still going on and on about the photo flap. They're trying to make a big deal out of Obama's taking a picture of himself with the Prime Minister of Norway and all this other nonsense about, oh, he shook hands with Raul Castro and the translator who apparently was a schizophrenic who was hearing other voices on the stage and embarrassment that he got up there. But all of this is distraction and conditization. For those of you who don't understand what I mean by that word, back in 2001, in the spring and summer, other nations were already being told by the United States government of a plan to invade Afghanistan in October of that year. It was in Jane's Defense, was in BBC, was all over the place. U.S. will invade Afghanistan. And then, here in the United States of America, we weren't getting that information from the corporate media. We were getting Gary Condit and Chandra Levy. Were they having an affair? Where did she go? Was she killed? Has her body been found? And it was just constant saturation, all about Gary Condit. Did he do it? What did he do? So that when 9/11 happened, and they announced the invasion of Afghanistan, it hit the American people as a psychological shock. And ever since then, anytime we see the media trying to draw your attention over here with trivialities. We call it conditization. And what we're being distracted from. And they're even using Obamacare. They're having the hearings with the doctors complaining about stuff we already know is a problem. It's because they don't want to talk about the details of this budget deal. The only coverage they're giving it is, yes, they're coming to a deal. Huzzah, huzzah, no more shutdowns. It will be good, trust us. And there are no details inside. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But I just very clearly see that the media is trying to keep us all pointing one way when the thing that is really going to affect all of our lives, this upcoming 2014 budget, is just ramrodded through the Congress so they can go home for Christmas. Now, earlier this week, Time magazine snubbed Edward Snowden and Vladimir Putin to name Pope Francis as their person of the year. And a lot of people were scratching their head because Pope Francis has not been Pope long enough to have actually accomplished much of anything. And the criteria for being person of the year is whoever made the most significant change in the world. Certainly Putin qualifies ahead of the Pope because of that Syrian chemical weapons deal, but we don't want to talk about this diplomatic success in by the Russian ruler that embarrassed the U.S. And they certainly don't want to talk about Edward Snowden, so they played it safe and they went with the Pope. Well, over in Great Britain, the U.K. Guardian had their person of the year, which is actually put out to a popular vote by the readers. And Edward Snowden won by a landslide. Three-quarters of all the votes cast for all of the nominees went to Edward Snowden. So he's the Guardian person of the year, and he deserves it. Because whether or not you agree with what he did or not, there is no question that what he's done impacted the world greatly. It showed the rest of the world and the American people the true nature of the U.S. government and its intelligence agents. And apparently the European Parliament has now voted to invite Snowden to testify about the extent of U.S. government spying, not just on the governments of the European Union, but on their businesses, their financial dealings, and ordinary private citizens. Now, we understand the intelligence agencies of governments spy on other governments. That's sort of what they're there to do. Yesterday, we had Bill Clinton saying intelligence agencies shouldn't be stealing economic data, even though it was going on during his own presidency. And certainly just surveilling law-abiding citizens who have not only committed no crime, they're not even suspected of committing a crime, is not a valid, legitimate use of the intelligence agencies, especially here in the United States of America, where we have the Fourth Amendment right to privacy. So the United States image around the world has been drastically, drastically changed by Edward Snowden, and I think he should have been Time's Person of the Year, and I'm glad he's Guardian's Person of the Year. Meanwhile, to show you just how knee-jerk the reactions to Snowden have become, apparently there was a gentleman who flew from New Zealand up to London to a meeting, a convention, whatever you want to call it, about Edward Snowden's released documents. And as he was flying back to New Zealand to spend time, Christmas time, he was stopped by customs at the Auckland International Airport. Guy's name is Sam Blackman, and New Zealand Customs confiscated two of his smartphones, both of his smartphones, an iPad, an external hard drive, and the laptop, and then demanded he turn over all passwords for any encryption on the system. That is how scared all of these nations that assisted the NSA in setting up this global spy surveillance system are, that their own populations are finding out. Their governments were part and parcel to it. It wasn't just the United States and NSA acting alone. There's that whole Five Eyes, the five nations acknowledged to be part of this network, going all the way back to the Echelon scandal of the 1980s, and New Zealand is one of them. And they're facing a huge public backlash of their own people saying, how dare you spy on us without just cause? Now, getting back over to Iran and the pro-war, pro-Israel, pro-banker factions are trying to find some way they can scuttle the P5+1 deal and somehow make it look like it's Iran's fault. And there's a very interesting article out of 21stCenturyWire.com how AIPAC is steering Democrats and Republicans away from the U.S. peace deal with Iran. And they're simply laying out, this is all Israel that has gone into the Congress and said, you will scuttle this deal by hook or by crook. And they're very angry with Barack Obama that he's not all gung-ho to go into Iran. And so they're relying on the Congress. Now, there's a very misleading headline again over at the nationaljournal.com. And the headline reads, Americans divided over Iran deal. And they're talking about the results from the United Technologies National Journal Congressional Connection Poll, which sounds heavily filtered just from the name of it, that basically came out and said, well, roughly half of Americans like the deal and the other half of Americans think we ought to just go in and kick them around. And they said there's a narrow plurality that support the P5+1 deal. Only a few percent. We really shouldn't pay attention to them. So, of course, we ran our own poll here at whatreallyhappened.com, and 99% of all the respondents said, yes, the P5+1 deal should be supported. It opens the door to peace. We only had a handful of votes saying, no, no, we got to throw more sanctions on there. We've got to crush them down. And I figure that's probably all the hired monitors from FBI and CIA and Mossad that are keeping an eye on what we say and do over here. Lindsey Graham has come out and said he will block or he will vote against the National Defense Authorization Act, the continuation of it, unless he's assured Congress will vote on new Iran sanctions, which tells us two things. Lindsey Graham isn't listening to the American people. He's listening to Israel. And two, that vote on the National Defense Authorization Act has got to be very tight, neck and neck, or his threat to vote against it wouldn't carry any weight. They'd tell him to go pound sand. Now, Congress is supposed to represent the will of the American people. They're a representative government. It's the House of Representatives. There's a reason that word is there. They're not paid by you and I to represent the desires of a foreign government or of private central banks. And like I said, our own poll showed overwhelming 99% of the respondents support the P5+1 deal and think we ought to give Iran a chance to prove to the world that all of these claims that they're building nuclear weapons are nonsense, which we already know they are. All of this P5+1 and sanctions and everything is over a made-up claim with no proof to support it. No more basis in reality than the claim that Syria was gassing their own Alawite supporters right in front of the UN inspectors on the day they arrived. It's time to stand up and start screaming, you're lying again, every time one of these politicians opens their yap. Meanwhile, sources at the Israeli embassy in Washington are very upset over certain U.S. television shows like Veep and House of Cards that promote conspiracy theories about Jewish and Israeli control of American media. And they're saying, you will not air programs that suggest Israel has any control over the U.S. media. You will not. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 polar bears, $4 gas, 3 felt automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the Iran deal and how our Congress, the United States Congress, the finest government that money can buy, and unfortunately the Israelis have all the money right now on Capitol Hill, are trying to find some way to kill the P5 plus one deal. And anything they do, passing sanctions, whatever, represents a violation of international law because the United States has already agreed to the P5 plus one, which only has a 6-month lifespan anyway. And they're so desperate to get this war in Iran going, they can't even wait 6 months. And we're seeing the Iran bashing coming up. There was an article over at StratRisks.com screaming about Iran is playing games in Yemen. They're supporting the Houthis, and that's a really bad thing to be doing here. Well, why is it bad for Iran to support rebels inside Yemen while the United States is supporting so-called rebels in Syria? It's rather arbitrary if you think about it. Meanwhile, the word out of Yemen is there's been another United States drone strike that hit a wedding party and killed 15 people. And I'm sure the U.S. is going to say, we know one of those wedding guests was a terrorist or knew a terrorist or had traded postcards with a terrorist. And they're not going to admit that what they're doing basically is the murder of innocent civilians. And then they wonder why the Yemenites don't like the United States of America. The reality is these people in government aren't all that smart. Remember all the way back during the Watergate scandal, Deep Throat was saying that to Bob Woodward. You know, they like to call themselves the best and the brightest, but they're really not very smart. They're just ambitious and willing to do what it takes to seize these positions of power. But they make a lot of dumb, stupid mistakes, and they do. And here's another one that just happened. As you're probably aware, John McCain grabbed some headlines for himself, posing with a guy named Salim Idris, who was one of the leaders of what is considered the more moderate, meaning they're there for the money, Syrian rebels. And John McCain lobbied the U.S. government to support Idris as being a moderate freedom fighter against the Assad regime, much as the way as Charlie Wilson lobbied the United States to covertly support the Mujahideen in Afghanistan to kick out the Soviet Union. Well, Salim Idris has fled Syria. He's apparently down in Qatar now, licking his wounds, and the Muslim Islamic fanatics have apparently now taken the dominant position within this manufactured coup d'etat rebel army. So, if Assad hangs on to power, he is going to not be very kindly disposed to the United States of America for all they've done to his country, nor to Israel, same reason, nor to Turkey. If the current crop of these hired mercenaries succeed in kicking Assad out, they will form a Syria even more virulently anti-American and anti-Israel than before. So well done, John McCain. Beautiful strategy. Well played. You just made things a heck of a lot worse than they were before you went in. By the way, somebody wrote in about that that poll on Iran I put up about should we support the P5 plus one or just go ahead and sanction and invade. And he was saying there should have been a third choice. Like, maybe if we hadn't screwed around with Iran back in 1953, we wouldn't be in this mess to begin with. Because that's how we get into these messes. The United States goes in and they topple a government they don't like. In the case of Iran, how dare you sell Iran's oil at fair market prices and use the money to better the Iranian people? You're supposed to just give the oil cheaply to American corporations. That's why Mohammad Mossadegh was kicked out of office and the Shah put in. So the same thing down in Cuba. The reason the U.S. overthrew the previous government and put Batista in was Batista was selling Cuban agricultural products to American companies like PepsiCo and United Fruit for way below market rates. So these corporations were getting rich and the Cuban people were starving. And inevitably it leads to the people saying enough of this nonsense, whether it's Cuba under Castro or Iran in 1979, and they get tired and they kick out the U.S. puppet regime. And the U.S. government's attitude is, how dare you kick out our puppet rulers? Once you are conquered by the American Empire, you will stay conquered. But, like Rome, especially following the loss of the Legion in Germany, the provinces of the empire are realizing they have an opportunity to break away, and they're starting to do it. Whether it's physically with a change of government or just symbolically, metaphorically, by going over to China and say, we're going to use the yuan instead of the dollar. But it's starting to happen, and that's why there's this rush to a new world war to reassert American dominance over the world. And they're literally risking a global nuclear war over just which piece of paper and ink everybody is supposed to use here. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How you doing there today? Aloha. Hey, Mike, I called in right when you said the right thing. Mike, I saw earlier today, you know, they've been barking up Iran's tree now. Remember we were talking about Syria? Oh, Assad, oh, Assad, those chemical weapons. And now they're over there messing around and saying Iran and all this stuff. But I'll tell you what, Mike, this is an alarm that I want, if you pass through you and for all the rest of the Americans and the rest of the world, that you have always been mentioning a race to nuclear war. The top military officials for Russia have already said, if you put up your defensive shields over there, they will arm their nuclear missiles, movable missiles. This was not, we ain't going to want or whatever. And a lot of people don't know, Mike, back when Georgia, which you probably know, Russia did have their nuclear movable missiles launched in case that thing went out of control.
They were prepared. They were on standby.
That's
they were on alert here.
That's right.
Here's why we cannot allow this insane U.S. government to go into a nuclear war with either Russia or China. The United States government has spent billions and billions and billions of dollars on a ballistic missile defense system. And the word you need to pay attention to there is ballistic, coming from the ancient medieval weapon, the ballista. And the whole idea of ballistics is that a projectile, when launched, will follow a very predictable parabolic arc from point of launch to point of impact. And our entire missile defense doctrine is based on that. But the latest generation, remember I was saying the other day, Russia is spending less money, but they're spending it smart. The latest generation of Russian nuclear warheads are maneuverable. They will bob back and forth. They'll weave, they'll go up, they'll go down, they'll corkscrew, they'll just jiggle on their way from launch point to impact, which completely bypasses the principle of operation of the ballistic missile defense system the U.S. has poured so many billions of your tax dollars into. We will not win a, of course, nobody wins a nuclear war. But anybody in the U.S. government saying, we will make sure that 90% of those nuclear warheads never reach the United States, they're lying, just like they lied about Patriot's performance in the Desert Storm. And even if only 10% of the Russian warheads get through, that's still a lot of cities that are going to vanish. And they're willing to risk this just to maintain this little paper and ink domination over the world. And that's why this is insane. These people are absolutely crazy. They've been driven absolutely mad by their money addiction.
Well, you know, that's right, Mike. And you're with me there, big guy, brother, awake in that. But you know what? Russia and Putin, they ain't going to put up with it. And the situation is you're right. The way this country has been gutted out economically, you talked about it in the past with the structure of this country being wiped out and destroyed. And now you're getting into the point where we look at the history. Oh, we got to go rush off the war. We got to go rush off the war. But we're getting into the situation, Mike, that I talked about many times talking to you, and you've hit on the head, that those silos that have been silent in the mountains, in the holes, boy, oh, boy, we better pray that they don't become alive. Thanks for taking my call there, Mike, and keep up
you,
the truth.
You got
aloha.
It. Aloha. Now, you know, we know the United States government, the Pentagon, the military-industrial complex, has a long habit of rigging military testing to say, oh, yes, this is working just fine, and then we find out in actual combat it doesn't. So I wouldn't bet the safety of this nation on the effectiveness of either the ballistic missile defense system or any of those silos or submarines or bombers at this point. It's a reckless gamble for them to be taking. We got to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials, and we will be right back.